Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. There are those who are growing in Emunah, and they are seeing tangible changes in their lives. They're calmer. They don't get upset at things which used to bother them. If a challenge arises, they handle it with strength. They praise and thank Hashem in all circumstances. There are others, however, who are also working on Emunah, yet they're not seeing the same results. They learn how they're supposed to react at a time of challenge, but when the difficulty actually comes, they lose themselves. They're still getting angry, they're still complaining, and they're wondering why their Emunah is not helping them. First of all, their Emunah is helping. They definitely are experiencing their difficulties better than they would have before. But they also have to realize, applying Emunah is a very long process. Little by little, it will cause changes in us for the better. It happens that people get caught off guard and totally lose themselves. But if that does happen, it should be a learning experience. The person should get up, strengthen himself, and use that as a boost to improve for the future. The people should not get down on themselves and give up trying. Even great people on high levels of Emunah fall. Nobody is perfect. The Pasuk tells us that even Tzaddikim fall, but their greatness is that they get up from the fall and they grow stronger from it. In this week's Parasha B'Shalach, the Jewish people experienced one of the greatest revelations in history as they crossed through the Yam Suf on dry land. Chazal tell us, Ra'ata Shivcha La'yam, Ma Shelo Ra'a Yehezkel Ben Buzi. The simplest women had a greater revelation of the heavens than the prophet Navi, than the prophet Yehezkel. Yehezkel saw the Ma'ase Merkava, an esoteric vision about Hashem's heavenly chariot, heavenly chariot, a vision that the greatest Mekubalim struggled to understand, which means when the Jewish people were at Yam Suf, they reached amazingly high spiritual levels. They were not walking through, laughing, talking to each other. They were receiving prophecy from Hashem. And just a few days after that, Hashem brought them to a place called Mara. And there they were thirsty, and they went to get water, but the water was bitter. We would have expected people on such a high level to say, it's okay, Me'et Hashem. This is what Hashem wants now, so we'll be happy with bitter water. Or maybe they should have said, we just saw that Hashem could defy all the laws of nature. Surely He could sweeten this water for us. They should have prayed for that to happen instead. But what did happen? The Pasuk says, Vayilonu ha'am al Moshe lemor manishte. They complained to Moshe saying, what are we going to drink now? People on such a high level of Emunah fell. It happens to the best of us. But the response is supposed to be growth, not despair. They should have realized at that time what the Pasuk says right after. Visham nisahu. Hashem was testing them. When a person knows Hashem is behind the difficulty and hoping for him to overcome it the right way, that'll give him the strength to rise to that challenge. Everything sent our way is coming directly from Hashem. If we are able to respond by saying, it's Me'et Hashem or Baruch Hashem, then we should feel great about it. But if we complained or we got angry, it should motivate us to get up and get stronger for the next time. Shabbat Shalom.